Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair, and greetings to all members of the delegation who are here with us this afternoon. As has been said this afternoon, we want to have a constructive dialogue with you this afternoon in a bid to make a series of recommendations which will help the state better implement the Convention to protect all persons against enforced disappearances. I will be addressing issues relating to legislative harmonisation and the institutional framework. Now, as you well know, in 2018, the committee made a series of recommendations to the state, essentially focusing on harmonising criminal legislation. Now, the criminal code has been enforced since 2020, and enforced disappearance is enshrined in Article 140 as a crime against humanity. In 2023, according to information which has reached us, a special legislative commission has been appointed to consider change or amendment to the penal code, and a recommendation has been made to recommend the elimination from the criminal code of crimes that are null and void. Now, there are concerns about the changes that have been made in revising the penal code, and I'd like to ask some questions, particularly relating to legislative reform. We would like to have clear, specific information on measures that have been taken by the state to implement changes to the penal code and to implement recommendations that the committee made at the time. The very first question is to ask for information about the measures that you're taking to include the definition of enforced disappearance as a standalone crime, pursuant to Article 2 of the Convention. We'd also like to know about the sanctions and aggravating circumstances that are being provided for, as well as extenuating circumstances. And this is pursuant to Article 7 of the Convention. And then there is the question of statute of limitations and when the clock starts ticking. Now, the state said that according to Article 116 of the Penal Code, there is no statute of limitations for the enforced disappearance. But there's also a reference to number 3 of Article 110, which says that crimes such as enforced disappearances have a statute of limitations that starts ticking from the day where the anti-juridical situation is ruled out. So we would please like an explanation of how this reply can be. As far as the criminal responsibility of command, this is in Chapter 5, which is on crimes against humanity. Now, we have Article 153 on enforced disappearances. And pursuant to information that we have, there is a Decree 93 of 2021, which means that the Penal Code doesn't provide for the criminal responsibility of higher command. So given this situation, we would like to know what measures have been taken to include the criminal responsibility of command in cases of enforced disappearances as a standalone crime pursuant to Article 6 of our Convention. We would also like for information on the definition of victims, of course, in line with the Convention. Because according to your domestic law, victims are only those family members of those persons who lost their life as a result of a crime, but only up to the fourth degree of relationship and a second degree of kinship. What measures have been taken to ensure that you're in line with Article 24 of our Convention, where the definition of a victim is broader and should include those persons that have suffered direct harm as a result of an enforced disappearance. Along the same lines, we would like to know more about measures taken to guarantee the right to truth and justice and comprehensive reparation. And now we've heard various issues mentioned in the presentation just made by the head of delegation. But we'd like to point out that the 1993 report of the National Commissioner of Human Rights states that the facts speak for themselves. There is a mention, there was a mention of this by His Excellency. We would particularly like to know how you are considering falling into line with international standards. What are the historical memory programs for human rights violations, particularly those included for human rights violations and for those of national security doctrine? Now, various UN special mechanisms or proceedings have expressed their concern at the areas of weakness of the national system for protecting human rights defenders, journalists, social leaders, and judiciary officials. We have information that human rights defenders and those that are environmental defenders particularly are constantly falling victims to threats and harassments. Particularly in 2023, 8 environmental defenders were murdered. We would like environmental defenders were murdered. We would